Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A closer look at the war anniversary that nobody is celebrating in Sudan. Then, how should Christians interact with political systems in the kingdoms of the world? That story coming your way in just a few moments. But we'll begin today looking at Sudan, which enters year 4 of a brutal civil war between the army and the militia known as the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF. Fighting shows no signs of slowing as a third faction rises up to rule. John of Greater Reach Alliance says,
there's a strong influence from the Muslim Brotherhood, and the Muslim Brotherhood is seeking to take over through the army.
Fractures within the army led to recent restructuring.
Because of this, the coordination within the army is weak and making it harder to effectively fight the RSF. Our team on the ground thinks it's more likely to make the war longer than shorter.
Hundreds of thousands of people have died since the civil war began. Millions are living in displacement camps. One in three Sudanese needs humanitarian aid just to survive. An RSF rule does not promise a brighter future.
If the RSF gains control, there's a great fear of increased violence. They enacted, on behalf of the previous administration, genocide against Black Sudanese tribes in Darfur, in the Nuba Mountains.
With the help of Greater Reach Alliance, Sudanese Christians are sharing the hope of Jesus in displacement camps. Ask God to give them strength and pray that the war would end soon. Next, in North Korea, the principle of Juche means self-reliance. It's part of Kim Il-sungism and Kim Jong-ilism. That's the system where North Koreans are taught from infancy to revere the Kim family as supreme authorities bordering on deities. But Floyd Borbell of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says, idolizing a leader isn't just a North Korean issue.
Children of God have always faced times in their lives where someone rises up to be kind of like a godlike, savior-like figure.
Today, the societal pressure to idolize leaders can take more subtle forms.
The Bible urges us to respect the governing authorities, right? But also recognizing that that respect is not limited, right? So this means that real authority always needs to be accountable.
God calls his people to be lights and witnesses to the truth while we live in the kingdoms of this world.
Christians have a responsibility, therefore, to stand up, to recognize when power is stepping into places it's not meant to. We do so, again, gently, with love, but boldly with truth.
Take a moment for a heart check. Are you placing your hope in Christ alone? Pray for greater boldness and truth in your Christian witness, wherever you live. And finally, today they're here, tomorrow elsewhere, but the gospel also finds them there. These are the traveling Argoba people of Ethiopia, an unreached Muslim people group of no more than 250,000. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says,
they're in the middle of a massive tribal conflict between these majority other people groups.
Farming and trade shape their daily lives, but as their patches of land and resources are being threatened, they're forced to move. And this is where ministry partners with local believers who know their country.
They're distributing our solar-powered audio Bible in their local dialect, their local language, and listening groups are forming.
As a result, the Argoba people are coming to know Jesus as they hear the gospel.
And it's because of the hands and feet of brave Ethiopian nationals who are going into these areas.
And it highlights the efforts of local evangelists answering the call of the Great Commission.
It requires great determination from the body of Christ to find people groups like the Argoba, dedicated men and women who love Jesus, who will lean into that apostolic calling to take the gospel where it's never been.
Pray for the Argoba people of Ethiopia to learn about their Savior. Pray also for the evangelists who will pursue them wherever the road leads.
So now you have to find them. They're being displaced, constantly moving from place to place.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.